Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Enthusiasts. I hope you had an excellent day today. My day was absolutely marvelous. Every day is marvelous with me. I enjoy waking up in the morning, making prayer, having my prayer time, my devotion time, and going for my walk with my little men pen and just starting my day. I have had a wonderful day today, and I hope that each and every one of you have too. Let me start today with an affirmation. This is an affirmation of health, and it says, perfect health is my natural state. I am healthy and strong, filled with energy and vitality all day long. I eat the foods I need to maintain optimum health and vitality. I feel energized throughout the day. I think young, and I feel young. That's my affirmation for today. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, MD. And I'm here tonight to share some accurate and thorough information with you concerning taking care of that temple, taking care of that body, so that we can get the optimum level of health and endurance and vitality and energy out of our body and out of our day. You know, isn't it terrible when you wake up in the morning, you're feeling sluggish, you don't feel like doing anything? This morning I put a post on Facebook. I wanted to know, what does your first bowel movement look like? The first bowel movement of the day. I only had a few that was brave enough to take the challenge and share it with me what their first bowel movement looked like. You know, that's something we don't talk about. We can talk about everything else and everybody else, but we can't talk about those things that really are of importance. I had a couple of people that share, you know, my nephew was one, you know, and I was really glad to see that he did, you know, step up and say, well, hey, Auntie, mine would look like this, you know. But we've got to start paying more attention to our health. We must take control of our health, because if we don't, we're giving it over into the hands of somebody else. And you really don't want to do that. You really do not want to put your health in the hands of somebody else. So right now, before we get started, we have a caller. So I'm going to go to area code 415. And good evening, caller. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you very well.
I just want to say that I'm happy enough to have my beautiful mom, who's pretty much on top of her health stuff, and she's always calling us, giving us tips and things like that. And I have a newborn, so she always calls and gives us tips on and natural things like that. And one of the most profound things that I've learned from her was that your body basically has everything to fight off things you need, and all you have to do is keep your immune system strong. So I'm pretty lucky for that. I just wanted to chime.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to cry. This is my son calling in from San Francisco. I am so happy to have you on the line tonight, son. It's you know, ironically, I was thinking about you guys today.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you on the line tonight. How's everything going on there in Cali?
It's good. I'm sitting here in my cooking class right now, so I actually have my students listening too. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
That is fantastic, son. Thank you so much. You know, you really helped to put that icing on the cake of my day today. I was just telling the listening audience, you know, what a fantastic day I had today. And then my one and only son called in. Yeah, you know I'm loving that. Yeah. Well, I know you're busy with your cooking class and everything, but thanks for calling in, son. And, hey, don't let this be your last time.
Well, I won't. I'll be a regular listener / caller.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I love you. Kiss
you
too, and kiss Bun for me.
Out there that's listening to what she's saying, trust me, she knows what she's talking about.
Bless your heart. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Wow, that was a treat. Oh, my goodness. That was a treat. That was my son, everybody. But listen, okay, I got some really nice things for you tonight. I have a guest for you this tonight. And, hey, I'm telling you, get ready, because for the second half of the show, I have none other than Dr. Dawood Abdul Rahman. He's going to be coming on. He is the owner of the Michigan Institute of Natural Health in Detroit, Michigan. He's a iridologist, he's a certified master herbalist, he's an MD, and I mean, this man knows what he's talking about when it comes to, you know, taking care of this body. He's seen some things, he's been some places, and listen, my son said, listen to me. Listen to this man that's come. Get your pencils and paper ready. I teach classes through the Michigan Institute of Natural Health here at my facility in Inkster, Michigan. I'm a master herbalist. I'm an ND. I'm a raw food chef. That means I use plant-based foods, no sushi or nothing like that, y'all. I use plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains to prepare whole foods, living foods, live foods, raw foods. And we're going to get more into that in some of the upcoming shows. But I also teach. I have raw classes. I offer raw classes. I also offer herbal classes. In fact, the end of September, I have a family herbalist seminar coming up. I'll tell you more about it. I'm really working feverishly to get my website up and running. Had a few glitches, but it's okay. Everything is in divine order, and it will be up and running very soon. So if you're interested in knowing more about anything that I talk about tonight, don't forget, if you have any questions, any comments, any constructive criticism, oh, yes, I take those too, remember to press option one. That'll allow me to see you, and I can get you in and get your question answered tonight. So don't forget that option one is very important if you have any kind of questions or any comments or anything like that, okay? I'm also an independent director for Pure Herbs out of Sterling Heights, Michigan. So if you're for any of your herbal needs, I'm the person you want to see. I'm the person you want to talk to. So, like, if anything you want to know about tonight, give us a call tonight. Or either you can feel free to give me a call later during the week at 734-895-1940. Or you can call my 800 number. That's 800-337-8803. We've been having some glitches on that 800 number, too. So in the event that you call and you can't get me, just know that we're working some things out. Also, you can feel free to give me a call, to shoot me an email at Doc Doris. That's DocDoris. At comcast.net. Okay, let's get going here. As I mentioned to you earlier, I ran across this very interesting study that was done on sleep positions. This really caught my attention. Now, there's this professor. His name is Professor Idzowski, I think that's how. I'm just going to say Professor Chris, okay? He's the director of the Sleep Assessment and Advisory Service. And he took this study. He studied over 1,000 Brits. And it revealed that the most 6 common sleeping positions are indicative to personality types. It's kind of interesting. So I want to just kind of share this with you tonight, okay? Now, Professor Chris said that it comes down to body language. You know, we know about body language while we're awake. You know, if you're sitting with your arms crossed while somebody's speaking to you, then you're not really taking in what they're saying. You're kind of like shutting them out. Okay, this is a sleep body language, okay? So now it says that we're all aware of our body language when we're awake. But this is the first time we've ever been able to see what our subconscious posture says about us. Now, Professor Chris says, what's interesting is that the profile behind the posture is often very different from what we would expect. The research also links certain sleeping positions with health risks, some aid digestion, while others spur on snoring and restlessness. Now, here are the 6 common sleeping positions and correlated personality traits and health implications according to this study. Okay? Now, the most popular sleeping positions are that of the fetus position, the log, L-O-G, the yearner, the soldier, the free faller, and the starfish. Now, of these studies, let me share the statistics with you on just each position, okay? The fetus position, a whopping 41% of the participants sleep in this curled up manner. Women are twice as likely to rest like this than of the counterpart, of the male counterpart. Now, these sleepers are said to have a tough exterior, but are still sensitive and may appear to be shy, but warm up quickly. The log position. If you sleep on your side with both arms down, you are a social, easygoing person who is trusting, sometimes to the point of being gullible. The study shows 15% of the people's study sleep like a log, okay? The yearner position. A close third is the sideline position with both arms out in front of the body, with 13% of the participants sleeping like this. Yearners are noted to be open-minded and still cynical, suspicious, and stubborn about sticking to decisions once they're made. The soldier position. These sleepers lie on their back with their arms down, close to their body. This 8% study is said to be reserved, quiet, without fuss, and hold themselves and others to high standards. Soldier sleepers have a high likelihood of snoring during the flat back position, which may not cause them to wake up often, but may result in a less restful night's sleep. The free fall position. Those people who lie on their bellies with arms under or wrapped around a pillow with their head turned to the side make up 7% of the population study. Free fallers are brash, outgoing, and very uncomfortable with criticism. The starfish position. Sleepers who lie on their back with arms up near their head or the pillow up around their pillow account for 5% of the participants. These people are good listeners, helpful, and are comfortable being the center of attention. People who sleep in the starfish position are more likely to snore and to suffer from a poor night's sleep more often. Now, if you think you're one of those people who move through all of these positions, that's not likely or rarely is the case, says Professor Chris. He says that research reveals that most people stay in the same position all night and only 5% lay differently night by night. Also interesting is that the study showed only 1 in 10 people covered their bodies entirely with a blanket. Most people expose either an arm, a leg, one foot, or both feet. I don't know about that. What do you think about that? I know that I change positions during the night. I never sleep in one position. In fact, I kind of like wake up when I do sleep like in the fetus position, but I switch from side to side, my left side to my right side. So that's just a little information for you tonight. Also, I wanted to share some information with you on eating for your blood type. I don't know if anybody is aware of the book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. It's by Dr. Peter J. Diadamo. And I found it kind of interesting. I don't know about you. I know for my blood type, I'm blood type O, and I did do some reading on my blood type. And it's one thing that I did decide to do. I'm vegetarian, okay? So, but now eating for my blood type, it says that I really need to eat meat. And it also said that blood type O is the oldest blood type in the world. evolved around 40,000 B.C. And now, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, I've been thinking about doing an experiment on myself for about a year. I've been thinking about, because I spoke to a doctor that is convinced that eating for your blood type is you can have phenomenal results. So being that I'm the type of person, I love experimenting. You know, I love trying new things. I did, like I said, I cut out wheat, and I do believe I feel a lot better. I'm high energy in the mornings. Anybody know me know that I'm high energy. I love getting up, getting started. So I said, I may just try this, but tonight let me share just a little bit of information with you because we want to get to Dr. Dawood tonight. But let me share a little bit of information with eating for your blood type. Now, Dr. Peter J. D'Adamo explains that due to our different blood types, we process foods differently. For instance, Dr. D'Adamo found that people with high blood sugar, high blood pressure, or people with high stomach acid share the same blood groups. He also found that blood types O and B have greater susceptibility to infectious diseases such as cholera, scarlet fever, and typhoid. Now, Eat Right for Your Blood Type emphasizes dietary lifestyles be matched to blood groups and that certain blood types lack the enzymes to process certain types of food. Okay, for instance, the A-positive blood type group flourishes on primarily a vegetarian diet consisting of protein, vegetables, grains, and soy. Now, this is his theory, Dr. D'Adamo's theory, okay? Now, his instructions, things you need for this diet, is simply the book and a grocery list. And listen, I recommend getting the book. You know, I love to read, and like I said, everything isn't for everybody. I believe in eating the meat, throwing away the bones. But there was some things in here in eating for my blood type that I found to be very true, such as foods that encouraged weight gain in myself were foods like wheat and gluten and corn and kidney beans and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just about seeing what fits for you and taking those things that fit and using them, and then those that don't, then just discard it, okay? I noticed also foods that encourage weight loss in myself is sea kelp, things like that, broccoli, spinach, kale, vegetables. But he also says that foods such as salmon, and of course, whilst I don't suggest eating any farm-raised fish, anything, but he says salmon, a little wild salmon, swordfish, whitefish, perch, yellow perch. He said if it's red meat, then it should be grass-fed, heart, lamb, mutton, veal, things of that nature, sardines. Even I had an ND to tell me that I should eat some sardines every once in a while. So just some information to share with you. Now, getting back to this blood type A, he says that type A blood types can eat chicken, turkey, Cornish game hens. The following seafoods can also be eaten: carp, cod, grouper, mackerel, monkfish, pickerel, red snapper, rainbow trout, salmon, a sardine, sea trout, silver perch, snail, whitefish, and yellow perch. He said type A blood type should not eat beef, pork, lamb, veal, venison, duck, or goose, seafoods like anchovies, barracuda, beluga, bluefish, bluegill, bass, catfish, caviar, clams, crabs, crayfish, flounder, frogs, gray sole, haddock, halibut, herring, lobster, lox, mussels, octopus, scallops, shrimp, squid, striped bass, and turtles should not be eaten if you're a type A positive type. According to Dr. Diadamo, most dairy products are not digestible for type A blood types. Yogurt, mozzarella, feta, goat cheese, things like that. Kefir. That's what I said. You got to eat the meat, throw away the bones. This is just some interesting information I'm sharing with you tonight. But, you know, check it out for yourself. And it goes on and on. He said type A blood types thrive on eating vegetable proteins like beans, black beans, pinto, lentils, black-eyed peas. Oh, I love black-eyed peas. He said those are excellent sources for people in the A blood type. The only beans not allowed are garbanzos. What? No garbanzos? I love garbanzo beans. I make a mock tuna out of garbanzo beans, and it is absolutely wonderful. Kidney, lima, navy, and red beans. So if you want to know more, just pick up the book. The book is called Eat Right for Your Blood, Eat Right for, the number four, your type. And it's by Dr. Peter J. D. Adamo, D with the little hyphen, A-D-A-M-O. Okay? Okay, so listen, guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have Dr. Dawood in the studio tonight to share some very accurate and thorough information with us. You're going to really, really enjoy this man. And he's passionate about what he does. So just stay tuned, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Thank you. the good doctor, is in the studio. So we're going to bring him in. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Dr. Dawood Abdul-Rahman. He's the owner of Michigan Institute of Natural Health in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself. And like I told you in the beginning of the show, I hope you got your pencils and papers ready. Don't forget, if you have a question, remember to press option one. So at this time, I'd like to say welcome, Dr. Dawood.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
How are you this evening?
It's a pleasure to be on the show tonight. And I like to keep things very basic because many people think that herbal science, you have to be a rocket scientist to understand this science, but you don't. The main thing in dealing with herbal health or herbal science is spirit. And I say that because you can talk to a person for hours and hours and hours, and they will never really understand the conduit in making herbs work. But it is actually spirit. Everything has a vibration. Everything has a frequency. And the conduit in making these herbs work is your good spirit. My name is Dr. Dawood Abdul-Rahman. I am the founder and owner of Michigan Institute of Natural Health. I studied with Dr. John Christopher, Bernard Jensen, and my teacher right now has been Dr. Eugene C. Watkins, who is the owner of Pure Herbs LTD. My aim was to help people overcome challenges without having after effects or side effects. And I know that can be done because in the scriptures that we read, it says that I've given you every herb bearing seed. May the leaves be for your medicine and the fruits for your meat. And I stand on that principle. What you want to know is that if you can digest, you can just about get back into the game of life. Because if a person is experiencing illness, they got that way from what they either digested or what they didn't digest. So if a person can digest, you can just about get them back. If there's there's not too much death in the body, then the body will respond to what you're putting in it.
Exactly.
And the exterior is no more than a monitor of what's going on inside. So
yeah.
If you see a person and they look like they're experiencing some problems with that body, chances are they are. And they really don't feel well. The body is telling them that. And these people want to get well, and they don't want side effects or after effects. So we use herbs.
Exactly.
There's an herb. Pardon me?
No, I said
there's
exactly
an herb for every illness
in
the world. We have to understand that. There is an herb for every illness in the world, and there is not one illness in the world that can't be remedied by using God's food. No matter what it is, if you address it in time and you haven't allowed too much death to enter that body, you can overcome that illness. But we have to remember that there's no healing without a cleansing. People have to cleanse.
And that, Doc, you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask you to kind of, you know, expound on that because a lot of people think that, you know, you just get these herbs and you just start taking these herbs. But it is so very important that we cleanse before we begin to take any kind of herbal supplement. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, see, the body is under an addiction, basically. And that addiction is that they've allowed the toxicity to enter the digestive system. And when it enters that digestive system, it goes to the colon. From the colon, you go to the liver and gallbladder. And from the liver and gallbladder, you go to the kidney and bladder. And from the kidney and bladder, you go to the lungs. This is when the body speaks about the illness. The body, whether they're listening to their body language or not, that body is telling you that there's something going on. This is the fifth toxic stress cycle. The sixth toxic stress cycle is the blood and lymphatic system. This is where you're allowing a toxicity to enter the blood. You've ignored the first five steps, and now it's in the bloodstream. And from the bloodstream,
Doc, listen, let's just hold on one sec, Doc. I just want to let area code 860 know that I know you're there, and I'm going to take your question in a few minutes. I'm not ignoring you, but I just want to let him get finish this toxic stress cycle, okay? And I will take your call. But we have a full house tonight, and that's really a good thing. But 860 area code, I do see you, and we'll take your question shortly. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Okay, from that bloodstream, which is the sixth toxic stress cycle, this is the habit. And what we're doing, we're allowing a habit to come into the bloodstream. Every part of your body is nourished through blood circulation. We have to understand that. There's not one part of the body that is not nourished through blood circulation. If the blood is dirty, then the organs become dirty. And if the body is toxic, blood is toxic, those organs are toxic. So what happens is that when it leaves the hardened spleen, it goes to muscle and soft tissue. And that's an addiction. So we're under an addiction. There's toxicity at that level. In order to get well, we have to clean the blood. We must clean the blood because the organs are being fed toxicity, and this is the only thing that the cells know. So you can't fight an illness without cleansing. We have to cleanse. It will go all the way to the endocrine system, and the 12th toxic stress cycle is death. And if each one of those systems had to blame it on another system, you would end up with what you put on your table. You know, most people say 90% of all illness starts in the colon. That's a lie. It does not start in the colon. 100% of all illness starts on your dinner table. It's what you put into your system. And let me explain something. Is that I deal with truth, and a person has to be willing and ready to accept what is factual. There are things that we're putting in our body that's not fit for human consumption. We have to stop that. There's some things that you may be able to get away with for a period of time. But I'm telling you, it's a slow suicide. You got a trigger to your head, and you're pulling it back very slowly. All animal protein, basically some people can eat that. But you need to kind of bag off of it because animal protein is very acidic. These animals have went through a lot of trauma. A lot of times you eat a piece of meat, you say, wow, that was tough. Yeah, it was tough, but you're eating dead cells. You're eating the blood of an animal that was killed unmerciful, and you pick up on these vibrations. You find people that are acid, they're very depressed. We have to clean up what we put in the body in order to get well. That's fact number one. And then we have to drink more water. 80% of the kidneys is basically water. Just about 80% of the blood is water. We need to put more water in our bodies, and we're not drinking enough water. We have to stay well hydrated because all biochemical reactions of the cells in your body takes place in water. This is why people are taking medication. They're not taking medication because they're trying to overcome a condition. Doctors know this. They're taking medication because they're not drinking enough water. All biochemical reactions of the cells in your body must take place in water. And if you don't have enough water in your system, the biochemical reactions of the cells can't take place. At any one time in your body, you have a third of the cells dying, a third maintaining, and a third growing and dividing. So everybody can consider themselves a third dead. Now, when you stop and think about people are not hydrating their body like they should, and then you're drinking soda pops, they're damaging the pH in the body, potential of hydrogen, and then they're eating animal protein, and then they're smoking on the weekend, and they're drinking on the weekend, and they go outside and breathe that foul air, you will get sick. You will get sick. And then
you
associate yourself
with
hitchhikers, freeloaders, and foot draggers. And they steal that energy from you. So these are people you don't want to be around. Hitchhikers, freeloaders, foot draggers. See, they want something for nothing. And they will drain your spirit. So I'm telling you now, the first thing that a person will purchase is your good spirit. And once they purchase that good spirit, if you have the right concept about getting well, you can carry them across the Jordan.
That's it. Hey, Doc, we have a caller calling in tonight that has a question, so we're going to take that question right now. Area code 860, you have a question? Good evening.
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, thank you. I want to ask the doctor, I'm diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure. However,
okay.
I grew up in the West Indies, and I know herbs work. because I grew up seeing them working. However, I'm no longer in the West Indies where I have my grandmother and my mother and the elders to teach me what to do. So where do I go from here? What do I use for cleansing and all of that? What are some of the herbs that I can
use? We have what we call a body management program. That body management program is designed for you to manage your own health because you're your best doctor. You know how you want to feel, and you know how you feel. So the first thing that we do is we begin to take steps in cleansing the body, and we do that very well with five products called body management. One is called alfalfa. Alfalfa is a body nutritive. It's a food alternative. It will begin, you're taking it as a scrub brush for the intestines, although it does a lot of other things, like it's a pituitary gland nutrient. It will stop NyQuil, all of these organic minerals and digestive enzymes. But with alfalfa, you're taking it as a scrub brush for the intestines. And I say I would take no less than three times a day. I take 10 alfalfas three times a day. It's only fiber. It's only food. And then you would take another product called All Cell Salt. This is a combination of bladderwack, arrowroot, Irish moss, and Atlantic kelp. It feeds the 13 salt tissues in your body. It will nourish the bloodstream and work on the lymphatics. You want that because your desire for inorganic sodium will decrease. You will begin to start getting that sodium organically. This is what you want. And then you would take a product called beetroot. Beetroot is one of your best liver cleansers. Take a teaspoon a day. And you'll take Cascara Sagrada. We came up with Cascara Sagrada because basically this is a herb that will increase peristaltic action. If the system can handle it, most people's systems can. If your system can't, there's a milder herb, which is called buckthorn, or there's one called turkey root bark. And if you need something more aggressive, you can take senna or African aloe. But a bowel cleansing herb to give you regulation every time you eat. You want to be having bowel movements at least three times a day. Or if you eat two meals a day, you want at least two bowel movements a day. And then we'll give you a combination of bee pollen, bee propolis, and raw jelly to nourish the adrenal glands. It's called 3Bs. Now, after you're on that for about 7 or 8 days, you're trying to detox, and it takes more than 8 days to detox, so you will continue to stay on this program, but you will integrate it with some other products. Other products like hibiscus, because hibiscus has a good source of chromium, and this is what you need as a diabetic. And then an herb like cedarberry. Cedarberry is an herb that will restore pancreatic function. As long as you're taking insulin, you're giving the pancreas a crutch. And as long as it's using the crutch, it will never walk on its own. You want to be able to allow that pancreas to work on its own without a crutch. Diabetes is man-made. You have to watch the glycemic index. How fast does food raise my blood sugar? So you have to be very conscious about the food that you eat. How fast does it raise my blood sugar? You don't want things. Wild rice is what you should be eating. Eat wild rice because it burns slower than white rice and even slower than brown rice. Wild rice, a cup a day, turns the sugar very slow. Those are one of the approaches. Now, what people need to do is get with a company, get with a program that will educate them, about the herbs and about illnesses. And Doris, she knows about that business, about that program, and you can get with her, and she can tell you more about the program that she's involved with, the herbs that she gets, where she gets them, and what they do. But this is approach. This is an approach that you may want to consider. Hibiscus is an herb. Hibiscus and cedarberry. Cedarberry has never failed. It will, you know, the pancreas is soaking. The beta cells is probably soaking in acid residue, and those beta cells can't release insulin into the bloodstream. And what we need to do is clean the body up. Sometimes there's too much fat in the body. This is why doctors say lose a little weight and you'll free up your insulin. Well, you want to lose some weight and you will. You'll free up your insulin. But we have to be careful of the food that we eat. this is a man-made disease, and you can overcome that.
Is there
and
a
we
link
always tell
for the
people the way to heal anything or the way to heal everything is the way to heal anything, and that starts with what you're putting on your table, what you're put ingesting.
Exactly.
Am I correct, Dr. Double?
That's right. You know, you would go
to the store
and
link,
see.
Is there a link for the information you just told me?
Yes,
no,
you can give me a call, Dr. Doris Motam Spruill. You can give me a call, and I can advise you how to go about getting these herbs, the very same herbs that Dr. Dawood is talking about tonight. You can
What's
give me
number?
A call at
735-935-1940. See, the body, the human being and the plant life is just about one and the same. You know, we need everything that the our body functions basically just like the plant life. And if we eat from the plant life, we become a little more spiritual and a little more in control. We become a little more submissive. You can't find a person that is partaking of a true plant-based food and find them that they're not approachable or impatient or don't love human beings. The food itself makes you function like a human being. See, in the human body, you have to have protein to create cells. And in the plant life, you have to have protein to create cells. It's doing the same. Plants take in nutrients out of the soil, and those plants convert it into what we call glucoside. And that glucoside is protein from the plant soil. Now, our body's taking nutrients, and it converts it into the same thing, glucoside. That's converted into protein that goes on to feed the cells in our body. Now, the blood of the human being and the blood of the plant has the same purpose. If you were to take all the blood out of the human body, what would be left? You wouldn't have anything but fiber. And if you were to take all the blood out of the plant life, life would cease to exist. These are common things that goes on in the plant life and in the human being life. We must understand that. In the plant, you have two fluids. You have what is called chlorophyll and plant oil. And in the body, you have two fluids. We call it blood and lymph. There are three major compounds in the human cell. And you have three major compounds in the plant. Those three major compounds are hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. You have two secondary compounds that make up the cell of man and plant, and they're nitrogen and sulfur. So the same function that we see in the body, we see in the plant life. So it just makes sense that if we want to really live, we want to really see green as green, really see red as red, really understand vibrational frequencies, really understand what is called karma, we must partake of the plant life, because there's only two places that you can get nourishment from and survive on this earth, and that's either from the earth or the sky. And anything that you're putting in your body, if it did not come unadulterated from the earth or the sky, you're in trouble.
You are in big trouble. Caller, thank you so much for calling in, and feel free to give us a call anytime between 9 and 6 during the day, and I can tell you exactly how you can go about getting your hands on these pure herbs. Thank you so much for calling.
Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Doc, you know what?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, and we got to do it again. In fact, we got to do it and get you on at a longer time. We got to get you on for the hour, because I can tell by the way the board is lit up that people are interested in what we're talking about. And, you know, that's a good thing, Doc, because we have got to take better care of ourselves. You know, this sick care system that's set up now to cause our demise, it's taken a lot of people. A lot of people are leaving here prematurely because they're listening to what people in white coats with these little pins with snakes wrapped around these sticks. But we've got to know, like you said, you know, we have to listen to spirit. And there is a spirit with those that's trying to lead you and guide you in the right direction. And we got to know that. And we
doctors, they do the same barbaric procedures that they did 100 years ago. They cut it out, burn it out, or poison it. They just have more sophisticated equipment. And what they do is they study words. I was looking in the Stedman's Medical Dictionary. There's a word that they study called suggestion. And that suggestion means to implant an ideal in your mind and to sit back and watch you become the ideal that was implanted. So if they tell you you have cancer, a person ends up thinking they have cancer, and the body will manifest the cancer. They study another word called autosuggestion for those who want a second opinion. And that's to reiterate what was previously suggested at first. And then watch the body become the active starting point of new acts or ideals in which was previously iterated. Mm-hmm. So it's a vicious cycle. These doctors, we believe that you do have some good doctors. They just don't know any better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they don't know any better. The pharmaceutical industry is saying that these universities, if you stop teaching these doctors to poison it, to cut it out, burn it out, or to stop giving them medication, we're going to stop pooling our billions of dollars into your colleges. So the pharmaceutical industry has a vested interest.
Exactly.
And they have to teach them to medicate. Because if they don't, they're not going to give these colleges these big dollars that they're giving them. So that's wrong. We understand that. And we're saying that it's time for truth to prevail. Herbs will become the prevailing influence in people's lives today. You know, what it says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Herbs were first. That's all that people had to
spend. Original medicine.
But people wanted to line their pockets with dollars, and medication came on board. And it became the prevailing healing, what was supposed to be healing. Now medication is taking a back seat, and the herbs are coming back to the front. Because there's nobody in this world who has started off taking one medication that didn't have a problem from taking it. That is a fact. You cannot take a medication and not have a side effect. Herbs have intended effects.
Yes. I was telling the audience on one of our shows that they really need to get a copy of the letter that Dr. Maxine Thomas wrote to Tom Joyner. And she explains that. She explains the vicious circle in the medical field of getting a person on a prescription that first and foremost they have to take every single day of their life. And that starts the vicious circle. And anybody that wants a copy of that letter, I mean, you must read this letter for yourself. This is a medical doctor that's exposing. She said, you know, she just can't take it anymore. She has to come out of the closet and let people know exactly what's going on and how it starts in the medical school with the pharmaceutical companies coming in, just like you said, Dr. Dawood.
That's right. And I'm telling all of you listeners that online that's keying into this program, the best thing that you can do for yourself today, tonight, tomorrow, is to get acquainted with Dr. Motown Spiro, Dr. Doors. Let her know that you're interested. Let her know that you want to take control over your health and get involved, because this is going to be the way of the world. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be have Alzheimer's disease, but it's what you put in your body. And just to give you an understanding of what herbs will do, and an herb is a food. A food is a plant. You know, boron is a mineral. And it builds healthy bones. It does a lot of other things. But, you know, you can get this boron from green leafy vegetables. It's good for metabolism of calcium and phosphorus, but you get it from green leafy vegetables. Calcium is a bone and teeth mineral. It does a lot of other things, but you get it from green leafy vegetables. People are always saying, well, I'm going to get my calcium. I have to drink milk. No, milk will allow you to lose calcium from your body. The milk industry came up with that advertisement. When you drink milk, it has to be metabolized. And as it's being metabolized, it kicks off a lot of acid, makes you lose calcium through your urine. The body has to replace it. It takes it from your bone. So I'm telling you now, this is the fact. If you're drinking milk, you're going to set yourself up for osteoporosis. If you want to drink milk, drink almond milk. Make it yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
It helps with the formation of bone and hemoglobin. Does a lot of other things. But where do you get it? You get it from green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
Iodine.
Doc, listen, I'm so sorry. We are out of time. The clock on the wall said it's time to go. But, Doc, come back and be with us again, okay?
I would love to.
I mean, I can tell by the house. We have a full house tonight. So, you know, I'm offering you, I'm extending to you an invitation to come back and be with us here at Here's to Your Health. And
yeah.
And this show is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station. And for all of you that's in the house tonight, and there's a lot of you, the house is packed tonight, I thank you for listening in, because you are the reason that I'm here. You are the reason that Dr. Dawood is here. So, Doc, I'm going to have to say good night tonight, but please come back and be with us real soon, okay?
I sure will, and I feel the vibration right here. So I let everybody
All
know
right.
that I love them, and just stay healthy.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. Good night.
Well, everybody, the clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here. But thanks for dropping in tonight. Thanks for coming in and just being with us tonight. I'm going to try to get Dr. Dawood back. And until next time, I just want to say I appreciate you. And take care of yourself. Do something good for yourself. You know, we take care of so many other people, but take care of yourself. Use whatever time you have, whenever you can, to do something good for yourself. Until next time, I just want to say thank you for joining me on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station. And I look forward to doing it again next week at the same time, the same place. And invite somebody to listen in. Thanks to our caller, and we'll do it again. Good night, everybody. God bless.
It's too hot for the corn and the grain, and the cotton's not getting much rain. And why anyone lives on the plains, ain't nobody knows. Winters that seem not to end go out like a line in the end. Springtime comes straggling in. For sore eyes, but it's all wind blown. Do you think it's unkind to suppose that the desert's no home for a rose? Guess I always wish I could know things that you never told me. Sometimes it's so real I could swear I can see you standing right there with the sand in your eyes and your hair all. What a welcome sight you would be tonight, all wind like a ghost to drift through the trees, like a song.